Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Forgotten Fantasy podcast, a Gamerzoological production where we showcase J.G. Mitchell's literary works. Today, we are going to continue the oration of Emperor Blood with Chapter 5, and I hope you enjoy it.
Chapter 5. Tanchi rested unconscious in Blessed Rictus, freed from the agony of the slashes of the whip. Beyond torture, they had used a weight gas and kept stasis away for each blow. The rictus wore off. His blood sped up. His flayed back screamed. Tanchi gasped and jerked. His forehead slammed against a rough ceiling. His stinging, scraped arms lay straight up on each side of his head, as if still chained to the pole. Solid brick roughened the soles of his feet. He lay entombed in a tube of rock. Tanchi opened his eyes to no difference in the black. Buried awake, he smothered. He couldn't breathe. The hunger flared. Tanchi panicked. He screamed and kicked against the bricks. The stones remained unmoved. He stopped struggling, overwhelmed with pain and despair. He was finished. All that was left was to hope for a return of Rictus and the living death. A puff of air caressed the top of Tanchi's head. Tanchi gritted against the pain of the rough stone against his back and heaved himself to the end of his tube. His fingers felt loose rubble among rocks. He pushed at the stones. They gave a little bit. Tanchi's hands scrambled at the stones and they rolled away down a slope. Air washed over his face. He breathed deeply. The hunger receded a little. Groaning with pain, Tanchi scrunched his way out of the tube. Blood oozed from his wounds and slipped him through to a large tunnel. Tanchi gave a grim smile. He had found one of the waste tubes used for ashes. Dorugan was cheated of a victim. Tanchi rolled over to spare his back and crept down into the depths. The lower he crawled, the heavier grew the smothering burnt smell. Ashes slid beneath his hands and knees. Tanchi slipped down a steep slope, landing with a thump. He moaned. The tunnel was blocked. It came into Tanchi's oxygen-deprived brain that he must have arrived in the ash crypt. His imprisoning tube was one of the holes at the bottom of the burial honeycomb that soldiers swept ashes down after an execution. He lay at the entrance of a cistern of ashes. The paladin, or maybe Enherid, had given him a way to freedom. Tanchi swam his way through the ashes. He held his breath to keep the charcoal from blocking his nose and lungs. He couldn't die of lack of oxygen, but it could make him pass out into stasis, then rictus. The hunger grew with the smothering feeling of holding his breath. Tanchi broke through the surface and heaved fresh air into his lungs. He jerked away from a small sunbeam that burned his shoulder. Squinting at the sudden light from the edges of the lid of the cistern, Tanchi could see the bricks of the surrounding wall and the deep pool of ashes that surrounded him. He grabbed onto the bricks to stop himself from sinking back into the depths. The lid grated. Tanchi dove under the ashes as sunlight flooded the far side of the crypt. He peeked out. A man covered from head to toe in skin-tight white sun shield, goggles protecting his eyes, rappelled down the far wall. The assassin pulled a nozzle from the side of his backpack, held it above the ashes on the far side of the cistern, then flicked a switch. The nozzle blew away the ashes from a hole. The man crouched by the wall and pulled out a laser. He blasted, destroying light, up the tunnel, then cocked his head, listening for screams. Listening for Tanchi's screams. Hearing nothing, the assassin moved to the next hole. Tanchi coiled against the wall. He lowered his breathing and stilled himself. He ignored his pain and prayed for Dorgan's help. The assassin blasted light up Tanchi's tunnel. Smoke drifted out from the burning of Tanchi's left-behind blood. The man listened. He eased his head into the hole. Tanchi sprang through the ashes and grabbed the laser. He shot it through the assassin's back. The assassin roared, whipped out his head, and jumped at Tanchi. They rolled together, punched and kicked, down into the ashes. The assassin grabbed back the laser. The end of a stake scraped Tanchi's waist. He jerked it from his enemy's belt and pushed away. Tanchi swam to the surface. The assassin couldn't use his laser without setting all the ashes on fire. The assassin's head broke through the ashes. Tanchi grabbed the stake two-handed and stabbed downwards, right through the assassin's chest. The man flailed in the ashes. He stilled. The cistern became silent except for the bubbling, gurgling sound of blood dissolving. Tanchi ripped the white hood and goggles off the assassin's face. Lieutenant Nu, one of the paladin's assistants. So much for any lingering hope that the military might one day support him. Tanchi sighed. The poison scraped from the stake stung. It would take a few painful days for it to heal. He had lost a lot of blood, and he had no idea how long he had remained trapped in his stone grave. The urge to feed overwhelmed with every movement. He longed to feed on the assassin, but the blood was poison. Blood everywhere, but not a drop to drink. Tanchi glanced up at the lid of the cistern. The sun had moved up the wall, leaving the bottom in shadow. Sunset soon. He pulled himself into the entrance to his tunnel and flopped down inside to wait. Tanchi decided against using the stake on himself. They wouldn't defeat him. Living was the best revenge. Darkness filled the cistern. Tanchi grasped the rope and tied it gingerly around his aching waist. He crawled up the side and heaved himself over the edge. Tanchi gasped with pain and ravenous hunger and collapsed on the pavement. He raised his head and found himself outside the walls of the execution ground. Not 4 meters beyond stood a truck half filled with boxes. The unseen driver talked to an invisible sentry in a hut beyond. Escape to the wide world beckoned. An incredible scent wafted on the air. Tanchi jerked his head towards the execution ground. Human. He should feed before he escaped. Tanchi stumbled to the entrance of the execution ground, eased open the side door, and slipped in. He sniffed. On the other side of the statue of Doragon, the blood scent mingled with a musty smell, like that of the March Ambassador. Human males. Not the sweet scent of the females. Never mind. Beggars couldn't choose. Tanchi staggered across the yard. He fell against the back of the bronze monster. Good, exalted Doragon, bring me humans who die like animals. How marvelous to feed on your enemies. Tanchi licked his dry lips. Tanchi pulled himself around to the front of the statue. A soldier stationed by the viewing door started at the sight of him and darted into the room. Tanchi only thought of the prey. 3 male humans stood bound to the execution poles, one with gray hair, one with black hair, and one no older than Meru. Their skin was darker than that of the ambassador. All wore the black pants, black suspenders, and the once white, now filthy, shirts of the march. The bands holding their heads to the poles were inscribed with the characters for invader and enemy. Tanchi stood in front of them. The old man lurched forward. A small wooden cross swayed from the black cord that circled his neck. He wanted to attract Tanchi's attention to it. Tanchi grasped the symbol and examined it. Nothing spectacular, unless the wood was meant to frighten him. The human raised his eyes to heaven and cried out in his harsh language. Tanchi had studied March as part of his captaincy studies. Lord, save me from this Doragon, the human shouted. Or did that last word mean demon or devil? Tanchi thought. Father, we give ourselves into your hands, all three prayed. Dying in your name, we obtain eternal life. The alien exhortations rambled on and on. Quiet. You'll be with Doragon soon, Tanchi said in March. He threw the cross at the old human's chest. The men stopped. The young one sobbed. Don't listen, son, the black-haired man said. The Doragon lies. God will take us home. This Doragon won't turn us into Doragons. We'll sleep as saints in glory with Jesus. I'm not Doragon, Tanchi pointed to the statue. That's Doragon. He stared at the throbbing veins in the old man's throat. Feed. That's why he stood here, not to carry on a stupid conversation. Granddad, the young human screamed. Lieutenant Painon Shura, the paladin said from behind Tanchi. Tanchi automatically snapped to attention. He swayed from the sudden return of his forgotten pain. I've followed Murasaki's orders. You overcame your punishment. Excellent, Yorba said. It's worth the trouble to promote you to captain. Your past experience with humans will be helpful. The march recalled their ambassador over our destruction of their mining incursions into our outer planets. We're at war with the march. You've arrived in time to show us how to feed on these creatures. So humans are no longer people, Tanchi thought. Too late for me. The group of officers clustered around the paladin stared at Tanchi. A video camera operator filmed him. Tanchi brushed at the ashes that clung to his chest in a vain effort to clean up. They whipped him to the bone, someone murmured. Shh, someone else said. Watch how the human blood heals Captain Painon Shura, the paladin said. Then all of you can have a turn. Plenty of humans for everyone. These 3 are the first. The march will learn the cost of defying us. Sacrifice the young one, Shura. Show how you serve Doragon. Tanchi pivoted. The boy struggled against his chains like a small fly caught in spider silk. The child peed himself. The stink of urine could not mask the cloying scent of the addictive blood. Tanchi placed himself in front of the young human. He felt nothing but the overwhelming desire to feed. "Da! Da!" the boy cried out. Tanchi froze. "The Lord is with you, Hari." His father's face collapsed with grief. "God forgive me for bringing him to work in the mind." "Jesus, take him in your arms," the older man shouted. "Count him forever among your saints and martyrs." Tanchi brushed the short black bristles standing up from the boy's head. The child flinched. "I have a son his age," he said to the father. "No pain. He will sleep." "Remember what you're supposed to say," the father said to his son. "I forgive you for what you are about to do," the boy said. Tanchi stared into the child's terrified eyes. The boy's head flopped forward. He bit into the child's neck and sucked. Young blood flowed into him and washed away all pain, obliterated his bruises, scabbed his oozing back. The officers exclaimed behind him. "Better than spit," one of them said. The fresh life slammed into Tanchi. The boy died. Two officers attacked the other prisoners. Tanchi freed his fangs from the boy and the boy from his chains. He gathered the small limp body into his arms and fell to his knees. Tanchi wept.
Thank you all for listening, and of course, if you absolutely can't wait to hear what happens until next week, feel free to become one of our patrons and get a digital copy of the book at patreon.com/forgottenfantasy, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/forgottenfantasy. Our Twitter is @gamersillogical, and we also broadcast live video game content on twitch.tv/gamersillogical. Again, thank you all for listening. Take care and good health.
And keep well.
Bye-bye now.